Right now, who are your two top AFC and your two top NFC?
Top two, and we already talked about all the parity in the, mm-hmm. in the AFC. Mm-hmm. We might have a bunch of different answers there. Matt, you want to tackle this one first?
Yeah, NFC is easier than the AFC. It's Arizona and Tampa. AFC, I would go Tennessee and Buffalo.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting.
Those are the teams I would go with right now.
Well, I'll say this right now, Craig. I had exactly what Matt had. I had the,
Arizona.
Arizona, Tampa, in that league. And that's leaving out the, you're forgetting again the Dallas Cowboys and Green Bay. They're
and both the Rams,
the,
too.
The Rams are still there. They're not going. That's right.
Six and one. Yeah.
You're exactly right. And that'll end up being, with all good football teams. You know,
this is going into week 8 in the NFL, so we've mm-hmm. got a lot of ball left. But if you look at the playoff standings right now, the Cowboys would be the big Cowboys fan. The Cowboys would be the 4th seed, and they would draw the Rams. How would you like to draw the Rams in a wild card game? You know, at 6-1 mm-hmm. the way they're playing. Talk about tough luck there, but the Rams are still in play as well.
Yep.
Yeah, the Rams and Arizona are going to play one time first week of December and then another time first week in January, the Rams and
Arizona.
Boy, those
will be fun games now.
And so it might come down to those two games. I got to be honest, guys, I still have more confidence in the Rams just because I view the Rams' defense as being better than the Cardinals' defense. And maybe I'm not giving the Cardinals – I was looking at this morning, Pat, in USA Today, how they break down the power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And Arizona also has the largest point differential in the NFL, plus 111. They're the toughest team to score on. They're only giving up 16.3 per game.
Right.
And they got Chandler Jones coming back, and they just picked up Zach Ertz, who, by the way, Zach Ertz just became the first player to catch a TD pass in two straight weeks for different teams. And then they say, oh, yeah, they still have a guy named Kyler Murray. So it's hard to go against the undefeated team. But I think right now I would say the same as you with Arizona, Tampa. But if I had to predict today how I think it's going to turn out in the NFC, I would put Tampa and the Rams. I would put the Rams mm-hmm. in there in the number two spot. I probably should go. I mean, with them having to play each other and so forth a couple times, I probably should go with Matt's Cowboys. I'd have to look at their schedule. I still don't have that much confidence in Green Bay out of those teams,
right,
guys? I don't know. I mean, how would you – I mean, if you had to go three, four, five NFC, Matt, how would you go there?
Good question. Green Bay 3, probably – Rams 4, Cowboys 5, I think.
I think I'd go
Maybe Rams 3.
I think I'd go Rams 3. Mm-hmm. I think I'd go Rams, Dallas, Green Bay.
Really? Cowboys over the Packers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do that too, Pat. Yeah, Rams, Dallas, Green Bay. If I'm leaving, which Arizona, to be. I mean, they're the only undefeated team with that point differential. I mean, there's just not much to complain about with them right now.
Well, and obviously they're going all in. They're this year's Tampa roster-wise. I mean, they're going all in right now.
Hurts. Yeah, yep. all that.
Yep, yep.
And then, you're probably right. I mean, the Bills.
AFC's hard. We talked about it.
Yeah, AFC's hard. See, I know the Ravens threw in a huge clunker this last week.
I understand. I'm with you. Yeah,
Lamar Jackson's still hard to handle.
Yes, he is.
I still have more confidence in them than Tennessee right now. But man, with Derrick Henry and what – did you see what they said about Henry, Pat, that he's leading the league in rushing yards and touchdowns, also tops the league in touches, 209, mm-hmm. and yards from scrimmage, over 1,000 already, and already has 18 receptions, which is one off his career high, and now he's throwing touchdown passes.
I saw it, that jump pass, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, it's and you know, how much longer career wise can, but I mean, they're, I like the, I you know, I love what they're doing. They got the tailback in it. You don't, it's not real creative, is it, just to turn around and toss it to a tailback, is it?
When you got one of those guys.
But when you have that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got Tannehill and just call sprint right pass.
Well, and Brown's a really good receiver, probably a little underrated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, exactly.
You know, it's not like they don't have any wide receivers, but Henry is, I mean, he's a man-child. I mean, it's what he is.
Yeah,
and like
exactly.
I mentioned in here, Buffalo, the next 3 weeks, they have Miami, Jacksonville, and the Jets.
Who are, well, they're 7-2 in 3 weeks. I mean,
yeah, so they're going to be 7-2. Yeah, more than likely. Wow. I do think, I agree with Matt. The Bills are the team to beat. And right now, yeah, it probably makes sense to put the Titans. I'll just argue and say the Ravens for right now.
But, oh, I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, no, Lord, no. You know, they're going to, it'll be interesting to see how hit and miss Baltimore is now defensively, given the fact that, you know, we've seen people gnaw them up, and that's unusual. Yeah. And Matt, we've talked about that in that style of defense. I mean, they could go and go the next couple of weeks. I didn't even look at the schedule, but they could shut people out or make you look bad. And then all of a sudden, somebody can make them look bad like what Cincy did.
Like they say in here, that defense has given up at least 33 points and at least 490 yards, which is a lot in the NFL.
Oh,
they've done that
three times.
Three times they've given up that much. So, yeah, I probably shouldn't have the Ravens up there with that defense.
Well, it's feast or famine with them, though.
Yeah,
they could turn around and you know. And
what they did to the Chargers, yeah.
It's, and Cleveland's not going to go away depending on what happens to Mayfield.
No, I think they're solid. Yeah, and they're saying they don't need Mayfield. They could do, you know, what I mean, that is what, but that's a compliment to that team.
Yeah.
They're pretty darn good, no matter who's quarterback. And maybe Tomlin will be looking for some college jobs by the end of the year, because I don't see Pittsburgh finishing in front of any of those other three teams in that division, Pat.
And we hadn't even talked about Kansas City.
No.
And they're sitting there with that crew. Yeah.
I think there's good reason.
To say right now, are they going to make the playoffs? Yeah.
Oh, I'd probably pick him to find a way to get into the playoffs, but I think there's good reason not to even consider him from the top two. They're not playing well. They're turning the ball over. I can't go Kansas City.
Let me throw, excuse me, Matt.
Three wild cards, Matt, right?
Yes.
So three wild cards. I mean they're gonna have to get it turned around to make the playoffs.
Well, and they've got, like, if you look at Kansas City's schedule, if you go down their schedule, it's a little tougher than what you might normally think. Now, the Giants, they ought to beat on Monday night, but they've got the Packers, the Raiders, the Cowboys, probably beat the Broncos. Their Broncos are kind of struggling. Yeah. They got the Raiders again. They got another one with the Chargers. They got the Steelers. They got the Bengals, which before the year you wouldn't have thought a whole lot of.
Yeah.
Then they end the year at Denver. So, I mean, Kansas City schedule down the stretch, I mean, outside of the Giants, I mean, they could get beat by just about anybody on there.
Here's a scenario to end the show, okay? Everything that you just talked about, Matt, happens. Andy's had some health issues. He doesn't need to prove it to anybody. He's won 100 games, you know, he had to Philly, and now what he's done at Kansas City and everything. Andy retires, and you're sitting up there with Mahomes and that offense, okay? All right, Mr. Hunt, making both y'all, Mr. Hunt, who you going to go hire? You want me to tell you who you hire?
I know he was going to say, Matt, who do you think?
Oh, I think there's a lot of, that's a great question.
Lincoln Riley.
I think the phone call will be made to somebody, be it his agent or whatever. Yeah, sure, I think the Chiefs would inquire about him.
I think he'll do it, and I think he'd take it.
And he might just be—he's sitting there going, "You know what? We got the longest winning streak in college football, and I'm still being scrutinized."
Well, yeah. and hey, we got to make a trip over east too now. You know, at some point.
The SEC is right around the corner. That's
exactly,
right. and he's not going to win. I don't care what happens; he's not going to win like he is right now.
No, they'll win games, but they're not going to go over and win it six times in a row. Now, that's not going to happen.
He doesn't have to stay here for the money, is what you're saying, Pat. He can make money elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make money in Kansas
City. And have less headaches, maybe.
Mm-hmm. All
That's interesting, Pat. Okay. Very interesting.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.